Welcome to Swingers,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hits. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content.
Hello and welcome to episode 4, all about pegging this week. Well, not all about pegging, but I think that's our
main feature of the show.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
Which then leads us on to a bit of a toy review to do with that said subject. So, yeah, but we'll start off with our what we've been up to. So, do you want to start?
I think whatever I say is not going to compare to the week that you have had.
I know. It's been quite an entertaining week, to be fair.
It has been partying. You've been pegging. You've been... Yeah. Anything else to do with pee?
Prancing? Prodding the penis? Prodding.
My week has been good. I'm very, very tired, as you might be able to tell from my voice. I've been working so hard.
You do.
Keeps me in me expensive lingerie and sack full of dildo lifestyle there, doesn't it?
Sex toy money.
Love having to say, it's all my money.
Mm-hmm.
Not a tremendous amount.
No.
But
a few things planned in the horizon.
There is lots of things planned in the horizon. But more importantly, let's start with you. So, bed hoppers.
So, yeah. Saturday the 27th, I think it was. Yeah, I went to the Bedhoppers social event in Southampton. Mm-hmm. So it was on Oxford Street. I can't actually remember the venue place, but it was
Oxford Street.
Just opposite the London.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really nice. The whole venue was just ours, so there was nobody else sort of there. It was just really classy. Really classy.
What were you doing there then, babes?
Well, exactly.
You went down a few classes.
I did a little bit. I actually had a very nice, sophisticated dress.
You looked very classy.
It didn't show that much skin for me, considering the last one I wore, which showed a lot more.
Oh, you did beautiful.
Yeah, I thought, you know, rocking the Swingers nails and Swingers necklace from my beautiful wife. Yeah, we had a little wifey date, didn't we? And she... give me my present. So I thought I had to, as we were going out together, had to put it on. So yeah, it was really good.
Bless you. So
yeah, it was a good night. It was a really good mix of people. Yeah. There was lots of people. Had some good chats. It was. I think a couple of people pulled out last minute, but that just generally, as a rule, what happens. Like,
it's so annoying because it is a sellout event and
you
get a ticket.
There was a waiting list apparently, and I knew quite a few people that were at least, you know, 3+ that were waiting for a ticket, but literally they posted there's no chance of anybody getting in.
Like, they had an argument on the way there or something.
Yeah. But it was like music, it was like low lighting. It was just, yeah, really good place. And everyone was so friendly as well. So
what was the like crowd like? Was it mostly couples? Was it a good mix? Was there like sort of singles there, couples there, or?
There was quite a lot of couples. Mm. There was quite a lot of couples, and obviously I was like a single female and the wife was as a single female type thing as well. Yeah, I think there was a mix, but I'd say probably more couples.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess more, I would think more older people as well. I just wouldn't really put myself in the older person category yet, but I probably am. And I'm just like, no, I'm not there yet.
Talking of couples and social events, I am still, we were left on such a cliffhanger with our listener last week who wrote in. And we actually haven't heard from them, have we?
Oh, yeah.
So we need to chase that up.
We need to know how that went.
In the story now.
I'm really invested in the story. I love bringing people into my little corruption world to the point where I'm having a chat with my friend tonight. And I was like, you need to go to a sex party. She's like, what? I said, yeah, you do. You know, you're feeling shit about yourself. What better place to go, have fun, you know, even if you don't go and do anything, which is absolutely fine too. Just go and have a bit of a watch, but just to go.
Confidence boost.
Yeah, if you get something sexy,
have
you know.
Perv on people.
Absolutely. And just having people come up to you and saying you look good. And, you know, and people will in that sort of environment because it's acceptable to say that. But on a night out, if some bloke come up and go, "Phew, are you looking all right?" You'd feel a bit like, I don't know. You'd be like, who are you?
I just think I also, like, well, we had Kaylee and her husband on.
Mm.
We were talking about that kind of buzzy feeling you get the next day. Yeah, you're doing something really mundane, or, you know, you're at work, you've got, you know, whatever you do for a living, you're surrounded by people that don't know.
You've got this, like,
last night you were, you know, watching people get their jollies on, and in my case, you know, skinny dipping in the hot tub, and there's just this sort of, like, secret feeling that you, like, I don't know, it's really, like, weird and smug and exciting.
It is,
sat there doing your mundane Monday morning spreadsheets or whatever. So
yeah, you think, well, at the weekend I was a part of an orgy, you know. Or, you know, even if you just witnessed an orgy, that is still
dick me up, isn't
still
it?
A story.
Pick me up, dick me up, wherever you decide it's gonna be.
But I think the highlight of that sort of social event for me was obviously going with the wife, and just, you know, we had a great time. She was on the espresso martinis, I was on the Disaronnos. I was like, yeah, I have a double, fine. Bit drunk. But yeah, I met the Oxford Ducks. Yeah. So they host a social as well, apparently only twice a year. So they try and do it when everybody else isn't doing their socials. So I've been chatting to him on Fab, actually. Yeah. And left me nice little verifications. I've verified him back and said about potentially for them to let us know when they're hosting their events, and maybe we'll make a trip up to Oxford. But yeah, he was really nice. He was a part of a thruple as well.
Oh, wow.
And he was sort of saying that, like, he finds it frustrating as a thruple, the pricing structure. Then they don't sort of allow for people that are in, like, a polyamorous...
Oh, wow, yeah,
they don't, because it's single females, it's couples, it's single men.
This is so true. I think to be something a bit more inclusive
for people that, and there may even be people that, there's more people that are classed as all in a relationship, you know. So, and it is, I think thruples and things are getting more popular at the moment, so there needs to be that inclusivity. So I did say to him, well, maybe we should host our own socials and I'll set you up a thruple price plan. But I would, you know, that would be feedback. And I think anybody holding a social, you know, don't penalize people because of their life choices, and, you know, have that option for them. But yeah, so he was cool. But yeah, I met Gage as part of, you know, the Open House Channel 4 program. I was a little bit starstruck, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you fangirl him?
He's not bad looking. I was too scared to go up to him. I don't know why. I think
you're like buckets full of confidence.
Literally, I think I just, yeah, I melted. But I had the wife basically frog marching me to him, and yeah, made me talk to him. But it was fine once we did. We had a good chat, and yeah, he's potentially, hopefully, going to come out and be interviewed at some point, probably in March, I think he said, because he's in Australia for February. But that was
fun, I guess.
Really cool meeting him.
And I said, well, no, he can come and we can interview him after Australia, but he's got to bring us
presents.
Yeah, some Australian.
Yeah, maybe even bring his wife.
Fridge magnet. I'd like a fridge magnet, please.
Yes, please. Definitely.
Well, Tropical Island Boy never got me a fridge magnet from this tropical island, so I want one from Australia.
I'm sure you'll get one.
I'll get a fridge magnet somehow on this podcast journey.
So yeah, it was a good night, and yeah, definitely go to another one of their events. I think they've got another event coming up, Black and White Party, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that looks quite a classy event. I think there might be more of a play one as well. But yeah, keep an eye out. We're hopefully
on the socials for that.
Yep, that's it. And yeah, so the other exciting thing I've really been... The main event
news for our title this week.
Yeah, is pegging. So I've owned a strap-on. I can't even tell you how many years I've owned this strap-on. Over five. No, this probably got to be from when I started getting naughty, really. So it's probably about 10 years, I think I've had this strap-on. And I haven't really used it. I've posed with pictures with it on. I've threatened a lot of people with it. Yeah, threatened a lot of people. I don't know what it is. It's just I'm naughty. But never actually used it. And I've been threatening it again recently to somebody.
I'm still saying threatened.
But it is. It's kind of like, okay, I've been promising that I will use a said strap-on someone. Does that sound better?
Yeah,
recently, and I kind of got the green light, so I thought, right, it's happening. So it started with a little bit of pegging foreplay and a lot of memes throughout the day and sending voice clips and saying what I was going to do to him.
Well, let's start, right, so how did we, did you just tell him I'm going to peg you? Or was there a conversation first of like, would you like to be pegged? Would you
think you'd enjoy it? I think there was a conversation where he said that he'd enjoyed having his ass played with his like, yeah, having that played in is quite intense and... yeah, turned him on. So I thought, well, he's probably going to like it then, isn't
he? So this is his first time being pegged then as well.
Yeah, first time pegging, first time peggy.
The pegger and the peggy.
Pegging queen, apparently. So I've been referred to now. But yeah, so yeah, just it. Yeah, we decided that was going to happen. I made sure that he was ready for said event. So I ordered him into the shower and to prep beforehand. Because no one wants a hairy ring to like play with. You need to be able to see where you're going as well. So that was prepped beforehand, and yeah, it was quite hot. I put a little bodysuit on, like sheer bodysuit, and then donned the strap on. And it actually comes with two sizes. So again, I was thinking, okay, you know, he's a newbie, let's make sure he enjoys this, because I think I'm going to enjoy it, because I have used toys on guys before, but just not in a... because I actually thought pegging was just using toys on guys' arses, but it's not. The term pegging is when a female wears a strap on and then will anal fuck a guy. So that is actually what pegging is.
Did
so, yeah,
you enjoy it though?
I did really enjoy it. But it was just how it started off. I just went into this like dom space, and I just thought no. And I got my riding crop out as well.
God, so start doing that bloody riding crop.
I fucking love the riding crop. There's just no one will fuck with you. No one will. If you tell someone to do something, if you've got something like that in your hand, there's no chance for them to turn around and say no.
Yes, I know. I've been on the receiving end of the riding crop.
You love the receiving end. But it is mean. But yeah, and I just thought, well, I'm gonna need to get this wet, aren't I? And obviously the lube was there. I also laid out loads of toys as well, so the plan was for me to wear a G-spot vibe, one of the My Love Honey ones, yeah, with the bullet inside me. He was then going to use his, I guess, fleshlight suction thing that warms up. It's quite a technical thing, and it's very posh.
It warms up.
Yeah, it warms up. It just doesn't get wet, so that's the only downside to that. But his thing ended up running out of charge. My thing wasn't charged. I was like, oh, it'll be fine.
So unprepared.
We're doing this. And I thought, right, it needs to be wet. So he was laying on the bed, and I told him, I was like, right, you need to get my dick wet. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, with your mouth. He just looked at me. I was like, put it in your mouth now and suck it. So he literally did. And it was the most fucking sexy thing I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, there was just something like, I was just grabbing his hair and just like, oh, it was hot. It was just the whole dominance thing. And yeah, fair play to him, because he took it. And even if he maybe didn't feel that comfortable afterwards, he still did it. And then yeah,
did he enjoy it though?
He enjoyed the pegging, not that, but I guess if that's a hard limit for him and he's uncomfortable with that, then that won't happen again. But like, I kind of think it's a little bit of the dominance, isn't it, really? Do you know what I mean?
I can imagine you with a dick.
I literally said to him,
strap on or not, you've got so much BDE about you, like, just big. If you had a penis, I reckon it would be,
I'd never leave the house,
just sized one.
I'd just have people coming around all the time. I'd just be having sex.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble.
Fad for us and down to the local shop.
So you then
all the grey tracksuit bottoms on purpose as well.
I'd be the grey tracksuit. But I actually said tonight I'd love to have a dick for a week, because I said the day, but I thought a day's not quite long enough. But then I think I would, but I wouldn't, because I just think we get so many more options. Like, look at last week, 12 different fucking orgasms we can have.
There was definitely benefits.
And I think with men, really, can they get three?
I just think you're insatiable with a bloody vagina. You have a penis.
Can you imagine if I had both? But I wouldn't, I'd want working both. Do you know what I mean? I'd want a full functioning clit and a hole and all of that. And I
fit all, don't you?
Yeah, and I'd want a working dick that could have the same sensation. Can you imagine like female coming and then male coming at the same time?
Yeah, here's a question though. Would you fuck yourself?
I don't know if it'd be possible. I'm not too sure on...
No, but I'll just say it was. Like, if you could lick yourself out, would you lick yourself out?
I don't know. Don't know. I don't think so.
No?
No.
No. I want to hear, like, listeners' views on this as well. Like, guys and girls.
We'll put a poll on the end of this one.
Yeah, if you can, if you could do it...
If you would could you pleasure yourself with your mouth, would you?
Yeah.
Because that's an open-ended question to men and women.
Or, and I've also...
Didn't the Aerosmith guy have ribs removed so that he could suck himself off?
About Marilyn Manson or Prince or...
Or something like that.
That's where they just choose a different celebrity for this. I mean, it must be possible.
This is a honest God, God's honest truth now. I have had... people message me, guys message me on Fab saying, do I want to go and watch them on webcam suck their own dick? I'm sure if you put type
I
in
would,
there.
I would want to see it, but not in a perv way, like in a really...
It's still going to be on porn.
I just...
But they wouldn't be able to get, like, it'd just literally probably just be the tip, wouldn't it? So in the grand schemes of blowjobs and guys liking deep throat, that's not... going to be... It's not going to cut the mustard.
If I'm a kid, I think I would try it.
I'd try it, you know. I taste nice, so it wouldn't, like, I taste often, so I wouldn't, like,
I'd just try it and then I probably wouldn't leave the house for a week.
Yeah, that's the thing, you'd just be like, right, I could do this now, like, how long is this gonna last? I'm just gonna carry on. But yeah,
sorry, I can't come in today, I'm very sick.
I've got a mouthful. Yeah.
See you in a week.
But yeah, back to the pegging. So I then obviously covered in lube and I went for the smaller size option as well. Gradually, slowly. Yeah, I was being kind because I want people to have enjoyable sexual experiences. You know, it should be fun. I want you to enjoy it. So yeah, covered it with lube. And then he laid on his side for starting off and then, you know, started slowly. And he said it did feel a bit like tight and a bit uncomfortable to start off with as it was going in.
Yeah.
But once it was fully in,
to immediately eject it, I think.
Yes.
Once you get past that weird kind of unsettling sensation,
that
sensation does disappear and then you can start to enjoy it. But it's
because when I'm doing it,
to begin with,
I normally get guys to go to like start going in, but then I will sort of rock back and forward on them until it's fully in, so I'm comfortable. And then it's like, yeah, go time then after that. And that's exactly what it was like last night. It was like go time. But it just can't say stress enough that your ass is not self-lubricating. You must use a lot of lube. Yeah. And even if, you know, halfway, because it will sort of dry out eventually, maybe just re-lubing in between is a good idea. We didn't actually need to do that. But and I sort of said to him, do you want the bigger one? And he was like, yeah.
What?
I was like, are you sure? Because it was a lot. It was like, I mean, twice as thick, yeah. And not, it's kind of a little bit longer, but not too much longer. But yeah, and they were quite solid.
The girth worked
because he had, and we did change position then, and he sort of bent down. He's quite a bit taller than me. I was like, I can't reach. I was like trying to kneel up and like push my body up so I could like angle it, but then I was like, well, just put your head down. So he had his head down, his ass up in the air, and I was, just head grabbed his hips and he had a really, really, like, obviously you've had orgasms with him before, but and he's come, but it was very, very long, very intense.
Wow.
And he said he didn't actually, because I said, were you wanking at the same time? And he said, when I come, I wasn't actually wanking, so it was purely me just fucking the shit out of his ass.
Wow.
Yeah. But he said he didn't fully like ejaculate, but he felt like pre-cum, but it felt like he came, but not like he normally comes, because he's never felt anything like it. He said it was that intense.
Wow.
And he actually turned around and said, like, I don't understand why other guys don't do this. It's like, it's mental. So, yeah, he's a changed man. But then I carried on. He's like, I'm going to come again. I was like, what? You've just come. He's like, I know. And then he had a massive long orgasm again. But he said it was even more intense the second time.
Unlocking the male multiple.
Literally. I said, I got your P-spot, didn't I?
That's where Narnia is.
Literally. Oh, it was, yeah, it was brilliant. And I actually got really turned on by doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah, really turned on by doing it.
Would you consider, because I've like looked into this before and I think I'm quite selfish. I think I'd want to be pleasured at the same time. So
I was getting pleasure.
But I meant like internally for me. So I was looking at like the double-ended.
Mm.
So I thought, if I'm going to do this, like I want to feel like I'm being fucked too.
Because we have actually put something on Instagram, haven't we?
So you say we. It's the royal we.
It's the royal we. It's the royal me. Princess Gash.
Have, like, been unleashed on Instagram now. I can't censor you at all.
No. Well, I've had a warning off TikTok. I've had two strikes. But it's an absolutely ridiculous community guideline violation because it is literally my... You may have seen it. My wife, she is bending over. She is fully clothed. She even has shoes on. In a mirror doing her makeup, and all you can see is partial little bit of my leg. I'm clearly wearing a dress and I have heels on. I said, watching my wife get ready. Apparently, that goes against TikTok's community guidelines, and I don't know why, because there's no nudity on show. All I can fathom is that they don't like still pictures. They want videos. Because other than that, I cannot work out with no nudity.
I don't know. Maybe you should write to them.
I'm thinking about it. It's annoyed me, to be fair. But yeah, anyway, sorry, we digress again. But so we put a poll on Instagram. Me, I put a poll. To see how many people have ever pegged anybody or been pegged. So actually, we've got quite a bit of mixed bag. But 62% of people have actually pegged or been pegged, which is quite a lot, really.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, we've got nearly 900 followers, I think, on Instagram. Yeah. So it's quite a high number. Not everybody's obviously answered it, but 12% haven't. But then a quarter of those people, so 25%, have actually said no, but they want to try it.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. And also,
men, have this conversation. Bring that up. Mm. Like,
11 votes in the yes, 5 in the no, and 5 in the... Oh, so that's changed. 5 in the no, but want to try it.
I think we always say how important it is to, like, and, like, bring empowerment to couples to bring up things in their relationship that they want to try and, like, unlock these kind of conversations.
Yeah.
And we sort of have advocated for the single woman, but, like, advocate for the men as well. Like, guys, yeah, this is what you want. Have this conversation, because I think...
It doesn't make you gay either.
There's a lot of more females, I think, than you'd realise that would be open to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as long as you, like, as I say, prep, make sure you're clean down there, you know, make sure you don't need a poo. You've had one, like, recently, you know, and...
You have loads of fun doing it.
Yeah, put the bloody splash blanket down and then you're fine. That went straight in the wash. I'm not going to lie. There was lube everywhere. But just have the conversations, and if you want to try it, do it, because they really enjoyed it.
Earlier, life's too short for mediocre sex.
Yeah, it is. It is too short. You know, have fun. And if you want anal and you enjoy it, then chances are they're going to as well. Yeah. Just explore. So the strap-on is kind of like a basic one. Mm-hmm. The dildos, they were quite hard, so it's not really necessarily like lifelike, but I think he probably enjoyed that more.
Okay, I was about to say, is it a strap-on that you put your own dildo into? So I've seen those.
Yeah.
It's not one that is attached to the strap-on.
No, it's you've got different replacements. What? You can fit different dildos onto it, basically. Yeah. Okay. So it's just like a wearable, like,
so you
pants.
Can wear a double-ended one if you want to.
You could do, yeah. Yeah. But this has now led me on to thinking, well, actually, I think I'd probably come if I was doing it for long enough with some sort of internal stimulation. So we've got on order a strapless dildo that goes inside and it vibrates and it's waterproof.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've seen that on Love Honey. So that is on its way. And we're also going to get a bullet as well, so he can use some of the bullet toys from the Love Honey calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's like cock rings and stuff that you can put it in. And there's obviously I need one. He needs one for his toy. So yeah, we're going to try that next.
All fun.
Hopefully that gets here by the weekend. So I'll be paying away again. But yeah, I think if you're interested, try it. I think just be careful. You know, be relax as well.
Yeah.
Get turned on, I would say, play before. I don't think go straight into it. You need to have an element of being turned on already. If you're pegging a guy, like, obviously play with his cock, you know, give him a blowjob first, and then slowly, and just keep checking in, because that's what I did as well. I kept saying, are you okay? Does that feel good? And he's letting him sort of guide me, so I was just going in very slow, and he was the one who told me to, put it all the way in. So I'm like, okay, I shall oblige.
What a lad.
Fair play.
And how are you feeling today?
Yeah, well, I texted him this morning. I was like, how you found your bump this morning? And he goes, feels like you're still in there. I was like, yeah.
Got muscle memory.
Muscle memory. But yeah, he's going out tomorrow. I said, well, if you get back early enough, I might peg you again. He goes, oh, I'll make sure I'm back on about really early.
That's it now.
That's it. He's going to be addicted. Addicted to it.
Addicted.
So if I was going to give, because we used to do our O ratings, O rating for the strap-on, I think it is a basic one. It's a little bit hard. I think I would like one that stimulates me. So, you know, the grand scheme of things, for the other person, I think that is great. So he'd probably rate it 5. I think if I was going to rate it, I'd probably say like 3, 3.5 maybe, like a push. But yeah, I'll definitely be using it again. But I think I'll probably get a new favourite pretty soon. So, but on our little vote, Tropical Island Boy suggested that he might want to try it.
I mean, he was having you on, but
I think you don't say these things to me.
I will bring it up in a conversation.
Oh, guess what? I'm going to be buying you for your birthday. Which is not far away, is it?
Too far away.
It's not that far away. Happy birthday, TIB.
It's not his flipping birthday.
Well, it will be when you get your present.
Oh, girl. He's going to terrify him. He's already low. He's scared of you.
No, he's not. I'm a pussycat, really.
Talking of our socials, though, we have nearly 900 followers now.
I know.
On Instagram.
I know, it's brilliant.
And X,
Twitter's,
I haven't checked actually. That's always been quite a lot.
1,100 and something.
Yeah. And obviously, when you're not getting videos banned, we're on TikTok.
Do you know what though? Again, just a little bit of TikTok. There is a video with all of my sex toys, including a tentacle dildo, a bottle of water and some lubricant. And that is fine for the community guidelines. But my wife, because I think she's just too fucking hot for TikTok, my wife bent over in a skirt with some stockings on and some very sexy boots, not showing any nudity. You can't even see her underwear. Goes against community guidelines.
So poor wife.
Work
wife, you did look beautiful as well, by the way.
She did.
And we also got a lovely little notification this morning.
Yeah.
About good pods.
Good pods. We're climbing the charts. So we were, I think we were 18. So we've climbed up 4. And then we've gone up
again. 14 in the, is it the relationship in?
Top 100 relationship category.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
sex relationship category?
Yeah, it's relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we're 14 out of 100.
And that's just thanks to you guys, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you for keep listening to us waffle on about
all things sex.
We love it.
You filth by eggs. Guess what? I have had a response from our listener about their date last week. So just to recap, we had a really lovely couple that messaged us. They sent us an email and they would listen to our podcast and felt that our podcast highlighted that they, you know, what they were wanting to experience wasn't taboo. It wasn't anything to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
And they were going to see about a female joining their relationship. So this is a heterosexual couple.
Yeah.
And they were going on a date with a female to hang out, to like enjoy each other's company. Then maybe be invited into the bedroom. So we were very invested in this.
We were.
And yeah, they've just got back to me on our social media and said her and her husband got ready, dressed up, looking sexy, and they just had this feeling. And they were right, they got stood up.
We were gutted at them.
The woman's cancelled, yeah. But they decided, do you know what? We're looking hot, we're gonna go out, we're gonna enjoy ourselves anyway.
Had a really good night, apparently.
Had a really good night. I mean, just love that positive attitude. And we're so riled up, they ended up banging in the car park at the restaurant.
Exactly. What? I've done that before myself.
I absolutely fucking love this. This is brilliant.
Skip dessert and have it in the car.
Oh, I mean, well done, guys. Well done. And then went home and had epic sex the next morning as well.
That's it. And I think they're going to try again, aren't they?
Yeah,
not going to be put off. And I don't think you should be put off. It's not, you know, you're not going to find the perfect person straight away. You've both got a vibe with that person as well.
But I think the fun of it as well, like having this conversation in your relationship and knowing this is like the step they're now taking, has been enough to just like drive them insane together as well and like lustful. And it's just,
it's good.
Fair play.
Yep. Keep us updated.
I
want to know.
And I mean, the woman you were going to meet has obviously missed out big time.
She has.
We have seen your socials and you guys are hot.
Very, very. And, you know, we've offered out a date. So if you ever come to the UK, you know, if we ever venture to America, we will, hook up.
We'll be dialing your number.
You'll probably be better off meeting
Blush. We won't stand you up.
Yeah.
We'll be joining you in the car park.
You should meet Blush maybe first because I might scare you.
She was quite scary.
I'm quite scary. In a nice way. In a gentle, consensual...
I don't know, now that you've discovered a strap-on and the power you have when you're wearing it, I think you're next level scary.
I felt really powerful. And do you know what? I was surprised that I have the muscle memory without doing it because I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel like I was, going for it.
But with great power comes great responsibility.
It does. I will take a lot of ass virginities, but in a respectful, kind way.
Yes.
So that I enjoy.
Don't threaten people with your dick anymore.
I'll try not to. It's the dominance thing, isn't it, though?
I know.
It's consensual dominance.
Next week?
Next week, yeah. We are going to do a little app one, aren't we?
I think because we talk about, sort of mentioned different sites and stuff that we've used, but never really gone into much depth about what each one's like and what you can expect from. Well, we've shared a few things on our social about what some of them are like.
Yeah, we have.
We're going into more depth, so we're going to be talking about website Fab Swingers, and we're going to talk about FetLife, and
I think how to set a profile up as well if you're going to be a couple. If you're a single man, a single female, what to put on there, what to look out for, how to find out, for example, like on Fab, how to get to clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So just like signposting really and giving our personal feedback on being on those apps and what we found so far.
So tune in next week.
Thank you.
Have fun. Take care. Play safe.
Bye.